Good morning.
Hi, Elias.
And what have you been engaging?
Quite a bit. I wanted to ask you, to start with, about my headaches. We have talked about them in the past, but they now appear to be different, meaning previously I was generating these headaches when I was looking for answers. Now I've largely stopped doing that, I believe, but I am generating these headaches when I do, when I'm basically not being very aware of myself, but I'm doing work. So I'm concentrating heavily in a certain direction, and I'm sure I'm pushing, but this has never happened previously. This is a new development that brings about a headache. I have some impressions that this is somewhat intentional.
Why?
Because it forces me to be really aware of myself.
Interesting development in relation to gaining your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And is it consistent
meaning
do you notice it consistently when you are concentrating heavily?
Well, it's usually after a period of concentrating heavily when I haven't been that aware of myself. I notice it specifically or predict more often when I'm using electronic devices like my computer or something similar, in which I may be concentrating narrowly or heavily in a certain direction. And I could feel, like, I also feel like, we'll get into this in a little bit later, but I am much more aware of what my attention is doing than I have been previously.
Excellent. That is a significant step. Where precisely do you feel the pain?
It's in the back of the head again.
And
the only way to get relief is to relax.
In the base of your head?
Yes.
At the top of your spine?
Yes.
Very well. Now, what I would suggest to you is, first of all, when you are concentrating in this type of manner, especially when you are engaging a device such as your computer, or it could be any other device, what I would express to you is, this may require being aware or paying attention, and it will require practice, but in that, I would express approximately every 5 minutes, move your head in circles. Move your shoulders up and down, and move your head slowly in a circle, and relax. What you're doing is you are holding your posture in a particular position and irritating the nerves.
Now, I generated this headache also yesterday when I was actually giving a presentation.
And how were you?
I was standing.
How were you standing?
I was moving around. I'm not sure what you mean by how was I standing.
What was your posture?
I believe just standing straight up.
Were you incorporating notes?
No.
Or no?
No notes.
Very well. Were you focusing on your audience or no?
To a degree.
What were you focusing on?
Accessing the information to give the presentation.
Very well. Let me express to you, it matters not. What you are doing when you are concentrating is you are holding your body in a certain position. You are holding your head and your neck and your shoulders in a certain position. And that is what is irritating.
That's very
now, cool. I would also express again to you, remember, everything is interconnected, and I would also express to you, how have you been engaging your diet?
Like, has it changed?
Has it changed?
I don't believe so. I was away for a week on vacation, so it was probably different that week than normal.
And let us revisit this subject. What is your general diet again within the day?
General diet would be, I'll usually have a couple eggs and a wrap for breakfast with some coffee, maybe a banana some point in the day. Lunch is usually a salad with chicken or a sandwich with chicken. And dinner can vary more considerably depending on what the wife makes or whether we eat out.
Now, explain what is the wrap?
Like a tortilla shell.
Alone?
With the eggs in it, yeah.
Eggs in it. And you make this?
No. But deli at work.
Very well. And are they incorporating actual eggs?
I believe so, but there are
or is it pre-made?
That it may be, because I think they have this giant container of pre-made.
That is what I am asking. Now, in relation to the sandwich, is the sandwich made with deli meat or actual meat?
It depends. So most often it would be like some sort of grilled chicken. And that would be in, also in the salad would include some grilled chicken as well.
And are either of these pre-made?
They are pre-cooked, yes.
Okay.
In other words, they have a big container where they, you know, because it's a busy place for lunch, and so they just reheat it or something right before they give it to you.
That is what I am asking. Now, I'm aware that we have engaged this subject previously, but now we will revisit it again, for this is a factor. I would express that it is a factor in that your body is incorporating substances that are not adequately expressing the fuel that it needs.
Okay.
Incorporate that in relation to expressing tension and holding your body in certain manners, even in relation to posture.
Now, I've always had that. Like, if you recall, over a year ago, I was having severe digestive issues because of that. So I is this just maybe a continuation of that? Because
yes.
Okay. Okay. So it's
and
not. It's.
I would again suggest that you begin to alter your diet somewhat, at least initially. I would express to you, I acknowledge that it requires more effort, but it is significant, and it will generate a significant difference. I would express if you were incorporating consuming the same breakfast of two eggs and a tortilla, but you made it with eggs, that if you incorporated fresh eggs and incorporated a tortilla that incorporates no additional ingredients, that would be a considerable difference.
Now, I just, given my schedule, I have no interest in really preparing my own food, so I'd rather change what I eat.
Very well. Then I would say to you, if you don't want to prepare it yourself, then I would suggest that you alter what you are consuming. Or you could consume eggs. You could generate hard-boiled eggs and take them with you. You could cook them the day before.
What about, I mean, they have, like, I could, there's a wide, you know, around where I work, there's a wide variety of fruit available, fresh fruit.
Yes. What I would express to you is if you choose to change what you are eating, then my suggestion would be that you are acquiring whole foods. Meaning consuming foods in their natural form. Fruit, vegetables, nuts, anything that is in its original form, not altered. Whole foods, if you choose to be consuming salad, you can be engaging salad and not including additive substances that are processed. The meat that in the salad is not a whole food. It is processed. This, the eggs and the tortillas that you are consuming are processed. And this, what I would say to you is, you can consume eggs, you can consume chicken, you can consume meats, you can consume tortillas, not processed. This will generate a significant difference that you will actually feel.
I have a question.
It
about
redistributes your energy very differently.
Okay. I'm definitely going to explore that, because I prefer to eat simply, like I eat the same thing very frequently.
Which is entirely acceptable.
And so once I make a change, it's easy to continue to just doing that. Okay. I'll certainly do that. All right, wanted to move on to some interesting developments. So this started out the other day when I was at the airport getting ready for a flight, and I generated a delayed flight and an very uncomfortable seating arrangement. And as I was sitting on the plane I was questioning myself, how did I create this? And I came to the conclusion that, because I was generally pretty aware, present, or a little bit present the entire time leading up to this, was that it had to be something that I was doing that I was masking or automatically associating it as something else. And I very quickly came to realize what it was that I was doing. It was a lot. You call it like looking, either – what I would say is it's looking for something I want, not finding it.
Yes.
And I wasn't making the connection that was actually but it was very clear at that point that was what was happening, and that was what created that situation, that uncomfortableness.
That is an excellent example that you offered to yourself.
And – The next couple of days were fantastic with just using that insight into, instead of doing that, what I was doing was, you know, noticing what I liked, noticing what was going well, what was moving in, you know, the direction that I wanted to, and instead. And things were flowing extremely, very, very smoothly until 2 days later when I was return flying, I generated an extended delay. There was nothing really uncomfortable about it. In fact, my return flight, I had to change planes, and it wasn't uncomfortable or bad. But I was just surprised that I generated this delay and this inconvenience when I thought I was had dramatically changed my energy.
And perhaps you had changed your energy, and that was not necessarily the point.
That's what I was thinking also was, is it possibly also a different time frame?
What I would say is that in the latter scenario, it was more a matter of presenting to yourself adaptability. And in that, noticing that it was not entirely uncomfortable for you, but that you were questioning what was occurring. Now, this gives you the opportunity to notice how automatically you start to look for what you are doing wrong. And in that, it is not necessarily a matter of that at all.
Okay.
And this, presenting to yourself that factor of adaptability because of what? Flow.
Yeah.
How to be adaptable and therefore continue to express your natural flow without interruption.
Okay. I could see that because you get that expectation that, well, I'm doing this right and everything's just going to go as I expect it. And clearly that's not the case.
And in that, where are you being the stream?
Right. Well, since that original insight, I've been much more generally aware of my attention. In fact, it's relative to it was, let's say, a few weeks ago or months ago. It's much easier to be aware of what I'm doing with my attention.
Excellent. Yes. And I would agree that once you begin doing it, it becomes easier and easier. And this is what I was expressing previously, that it is not difficult and it does not require tremendous concentration. And in that, it becomes very natural very quickly.
Yeah, I can see that happening. But this also brings up a whole host of questions because, like we just discussed with the airplane and so on, the actual process of creating, and I actually also had insights into how, at least a sense of how every detail I am created based on every detail, every reflection involves a subject and my relationship to it, or how I've reacted to that subject, and it's the same subjects keep repeating in different forms. And
yes, and that is not unusual. And in this, what that is the indicator of, whatever it is that you are exploring, whatever new direction you are moving in, or whatever subject you are presenting to yourself to address to, or whatever association you are addressing to, or even merely a new direction or a new subject that you are exploring, that is what you do. You present every type of scenario that gives you the opportunity to engage that subject, for your objective reality is very abstract. Therefore, for every one subject that you can think of, there are hundreds of manners in which it can be expressed.
And then every time I interact with that subject, how I perceive it influences how the next time I'm going to receive it.
And all of you incorporate the automatic tendency to not necessarily be seeing that interconnectedness or that theme that is occurring. You look at each experience as separate an individual unto itself, when in actuality it is one subject, but many, 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 many different types of imagery that are all about that same subject.
Right. And that's the key, or a big key to understanding how, because you say that we choose every single aspect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. But that also gets me into, I'm just interested in continuing with these types of questions, because it helps me understand, like as I'm aware of my attention, I'm at the controls now, and so it's just getting familiar with.
Yes, and that is an excellent manner to be observing the situation. You are at the controls.
So, another encounter in the last few days that I created a brief but pleasant encounter with a woman at the hotel. Just a brief interaction that was pretty nice. And so my thought was that was related to myself appreciating other previous encounters and interactions.
Great. I would agree. And once again, not an accident or a coincidence in relation to that was one of the questions that you engaged in our previous conversation. Why weren't you continuing to create that type of encounter with the other individual?
Right, a specific individual.
Precisely. Which we addressed to, but in that also recognizing that
that's part of the broader subject.
Yes. Precisely.
Right, and so yeah, so I okay, and so I'm. That's I've been trying to take the approach of more of a just appreciating, you know, each thing as much as I can, as I what I liked about it, or
then excellent.
Worry less about what's going to happen.
Congratulations.
Well, we're early here.
I would express that was deserving.
Well, it's let's go into another inconvenience. On the way to a vacation, a couple weeks ago, I created a minor car accident, which was more of just an inconvenience. I was, the way the legal system works here, I'm not at fault, and it shouldn't end up costing me really any money, but I have to deal with a damaged vehicle and you know, the hassle of dealing with insurance and auto body shops and so on, and for an extended period of time. And so how was that created?
I would express that is also associated with that adaptability.
Really?
Yes. What you do, how you do it, and how you perceive it. Is it...
Okay, so my whole...
That you go around and not be disturbed or disrupted by, or is it an action that you are concentrating on because it is annoying?
And because it's annoying, that's why I created it.
Precisely.
Whereas if, okay.
Yes.
Because it's, I have this absolute.
If you were flowing.
Right.
And moving in that adaptability easily, you likely wouldn't have created it.
Right.
For it wouldn't have been annoying. Therefore, it would not have generated the point.
Yep. And I could see how that, you know, obviously the way I drive, and which is not unusual from how other people drive, but it can be quite impatient. And okay, that's interesting. What about this, the general idea that it seems like the intensity of the experience is increasing, meaning, and maybe that's just because I'm paying attention now and
partially. I would express that there are two factors in relation to that. One, partially it is that you are paying attention and therefore you are noticing more. And in that, it is similar to any experience when you break a leg, it seems that you see individuals with broken leg everywhere. Or when you buy a new vehicle, everyone seems to buy a new vehicle. Or you are paying more attention to that, and therefore you notice more of it in everything around you. Therefore, that is one significant piece. Now, there is another piece presently, is that there is a significant intensity in general throughout your world presently. And in that intensity of the energy, it is very easy to be more reactive. And that would be the point for in being aware, in being more present, that is what you are intentionally moving away from, is being reactive.
Right.
And therefore, you may not be being reactive, but noticing that intensity that is being expressed not only with yourself, but everything around you and situations and other individuals. Yes, for that is occurring also in relation to your world. There's a tremendous intensity that is being expressed presently.
Is that just the way it is going to be going forward?
I would express that that is not becoming the norm, so to speak, no. But I would express that I recently engaged the subject of healing. And that's the reason why. Because that is very much connected with the movement that is occurring presently in there is much activity occurring and intensity occurring in relation to addressing to that subject presently. In this, as I expressed previously, in relation to this shift, a tremendous part of this shift is redefining terms and therefore redefining your reality. And this would be another one. Healing applies to many, many, many different expressions. And as I expressed in our recent group interaction, one significant piece of this subject of healing is change. And in this, you have the definition of what healing is, returning to natural state. Now, you have the next step, which is becoming aware of what is the natural state. It may not be what the standard dictates. It may be different. And in each scenario, in relation to anything, whether it be people or whether it be things or whether it be your planet or even situations, it is a matter of recognizing what is its natural state now, which might not be what its natural state was originally.
And I have a feeling that that moves more into, you know, a sense of identity, a change in a sense of identity.
Definitely. That is definitely a piece that is included. Yes.
I mean, with my own change in attention within the last few days, it's like it's a lot more non-dual.
Generates a significant difference.
Yeah. Interesting. A question.
That intensity is generating significant effects in relation to many situations. For you, it is emphasizing your awareness of what you are observing and what you are engaging, and encouraging you to be more aware in relation to some other individuals. It may be generating somewhat of the opposite, but it is all purposeful and it is all about the same subject.
Well, that's because it's where each person thinks the relief is, right? And so I see the relief in becoming more aware.
Yes.
Someone else sees the relief in maybe taking someone out.
I agree.
Question related to the subject of financial abundance. And we're talking about how the subject can show up in different forms, but I was thinking that appreciating, for example, the fact that I had a nice hotel room or something like that that was very comfortable and, you know, spacious, whatever. But that is all part of the – is that part of the same financial subject?
Yeah.
So it's not just tied to, like, the dollars in the bank.
Correct. Just as with every subject, they have many, many branches. There's not merely one avenue And in that, once again, recognizing that peace of interconnectedness. Yes, financial situation is not merely about how much money you make or what you have in the bank. It is about a lifestyle.
Right. 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 Of being comfortable and...
And what you do, and therefore what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there are those aspects in relation to expectations and limitations.
Right.
What directions you perceive yourself to be limited in.
Let's go back to the physical body again in creating this uncomfortable manifestation, because I've also had success in other areas where things weren't working so well, and by noticing when they are working, or in the case of, let's say, some sort of issue that creeps up, noticing when it's not there and I feel fine, and appreciating that, right? So let's say I have stomach digestive issues and saying, hey, my stomach feels great, I just had a full meal, and appreciating that, that should all help lead towards more of that, right?
It aids, yes. It does. It does not necessarily automatically change the expression immediately, but it does aid in that direction. But what I would express here is not to be confused or deluded in relation to the idea of positive thinking. Remember, thinking does not create your reality.
I'm specifically about paying attention and appreciating,
yes,
what's working versus not working.
Yes, it is definitely an aspect that aids you, yes.
I know you're going to say it's all interconnected and I can't just go start drinking poison for lunch.
You could, but it would be likely that you would incorporate a considerable reaction to that.
Now, when you talk about influences to the belief, influences of belief, and how you can move from one influence to belief, as I've thought about or explored that subject in the past, it's got to be, for anything significant, for most of us, it's got to be pretty difficult to change the influence of something significant, because it creeps up in so many ways.
In many capacities, I would agree. But then I would also express that, dependent upon the situation and the subject, it could be altered almost instantaneously at times. It is a matter of how you respond. Just as with an example, let us say, if you interpret a specific idea about a particular subject, and you have held that specific perception for years, and you believe it, and in your perception, it is all but absolute. And then at one point, another individual expresses one comment to you that in that moment, in a manner of speaking, shatters that perception entirely. You could change that perception immediately, in one moment. But I would agree with you that for the most part, in relation to the influences of belief, it is the same as you perceiving in a particular manner, and in that, for the most part, whatever beliefs you are expressing, they do incorporate many different aspects, many different branches, in which you might express in one moment, I can change what I believe about this in this moment, but then another aspect of that same influence may present itself, and you might not change that.
Right.
Therefore, you are correct that for the most part, in most situations, in most subjects, it is not merely a matter of what you think about in relation to any influence of a belief. It is all of the constructs around it and all of the different expressions of it that are included in that influence of that belief. And that is generally more complicated than merely thinking that you want to change what influence you are aligning with in relation to any given belief.
Right. You would have to be alert and aware to a more of a degree than probably most of us are.
Agree. Yes. I would definitely agree. It is such as an example, hypothetically, of an individual that holds a belief that aging causes certain aspects of the body consciousness to degenerate, and therefore, as you age, your eyesight will degenerate and will not be as clear, or you will incorporate faltering or difficulties with your eyesight, and that is attributed to the aging process. It is not only about your eyes.
I've actually created the reverse, and that brings up a new question, not related to the belief of aging, because I don't, except for maybe at a late stage, maybe I have a belief, but I don't expect my eyes to decline at my current age. But I have created in the past improvement in my eye vision, and so just approaching that subject, not even thinking about the belief, is as simply as, you know, appreciating more often when I'm like, wow, I could see really clear, could see the colors.
Acknowledging that is the significant piece, is that you notice it and that you are acknowledging it. In that you are using the words appreciating it, which are actually accurate, but that is a form of acknowledgement,
right,
that they are improving, or that your vision is improving or changing, and you are not ignoring that or dismissing it.
Mm-hmm. Or what more likely happens is that I'm more noticing when it's, I can't see clear or I can't see something.
Precisely. That is the point. That is what most individuals do.
Right.
Right on what is wrong or what they don't want or what they don't like or what is uncomfortable. Therefore, that is what I am expressing to you, how significant it is when you are noticing, not only noticing, when you are generating something that is an improvement or that you do like or that you do want, and you actually are acknowledging that rather than merely taking it for granted.
And just so I know, I've mostly questioned about issues that have gone wrong on this call, but other than those items that I mentioned, things are going really well, and you know, the relationship with the family, the wife is going fantastic. Work is going well, client interactions. So there's, those are just items that stuck out as, you know, being a little bit of a surprise to me, but I'm very happy with, I guess the state of things.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Question about something, advice from Tomkin had given, which was about related to feeling and related to joy. And he had recommended, you know, I had talked about that I like to do outdoor activity, and particularly when I'm active in the outdoors, whether it's biking or hiking or something like that. And he had recommended recalling that feeling and re-experiencing that and doing it more and more, and so that you almost have that feeling throughout the course of the day. What is your thought on that?
I would express that that could be a successful method. It is definitely an action that is encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it would move in the direction of reinforcing you in an encouraging manner, a supportive manner that you can do for yourself. And in that, it does encourage you to be focusing more on not only what is positive, but it encourages you to focus more on what you appreciate, what you enjoy, what you like, and not focusing as much on what is wrong or what is uncomfortable. So I would agree that that could be a productive exercise to engage.
Okay, and the way I've taken it is just not applying it to just the outdoor and the biking, but there's noticing there's lots of things I enjoy, and so trying to acknowledge that more often and expand on that, whether it's, you know, the simple things like the brief interactions or other things that occur during the day.
I would agree. That is an exercise in a manner of speaking, training yourself or practicing choosing what you pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Okay. So that was the difference was he was given advice that would allow you to do that, where you usually give the advice in a way that explains what you're doing. In other words, if you were given, if let's say you guys were given exercise advice, you know, Tompkin might say, well, I recommend that you go out and, you know, start lifting weights. And then your interaction might be more like, well, what is it that you want to do? What do you want to improve on? And this is what will happen if you do this, and more of a general understanding of how it all works.
Correct, which are merely differences in
intent.
How the information is presented, yes, and intention.
Okay. Just helpful for understanding that.
Yes, I would express, I generally am expressing to each of you in an encouragement for you to identify what it is that you want or what it is that is important to you. For there is a significant difference between telling an individual what to do or giving them a suggestion what to do and then them automatically doing it, for you are very suggestible.
Mm-hmm.
As beings, you are. And in that, there is a difference between that and moving in a direction to prompt you to be aware, to be identifying what is important to you, and therefore empowering yourself rather than expressing suggestions that you would likely follow merely because it was suggested.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Express to you, my friend, that this is a direction that I hold to considerably, is always moving in the direction of what is empowering to you.
And personally empowering to the person you're talking to, right?
Yes. And you have to be a participant in that, not merely receiving a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. No, and I really appreciate it. It's been very interesting so far. I honestly, I can't believe, like if I... It's one thing just to discuss this, and... Oh, I totally forgot about the one thing I wanted to talk to you about was... You bash in our forum, and I say that jokingly, because I appreciate the online forum, and I do enjoy the chance to interact with people who are exploring a similar theme, which in my regular everyday life, there really isn't much of an opportunity.
I would express that as also dependent on what you are looking at and how. They may not be using the same words or terminology, but that does not necessarily mean that they are not interested in the same direction.
That's true.
Therefore, it is a matter of what you are paying attention to and how you are paying attention to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Elias.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. As always, I express tremendous encouragement to you. Great congratulations in all that you are accomplishing.
Thank you.
And much supportiveness in everything that you are doing.
Thank you very much.
I anticipate our next meeting with great giddiness. In wondrous friendship to you, my dear, as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye.